Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. We are in week four of our series, Now Playing Streaming Edition. And the main idea of this series is that every story points to the story, and we've been looking at the collision between faith and film. This week, we're looking at Mulan, the story of a young woman who breaks tradition in order to protect and honor her family, as well as serve her country. She takes her father's place in an army draft that leads her to the front lines, where she eventually saves her people and, in the meantime, changes her culture. When I started thinking about this movie, I was reminded of another story and another young woman who risked her life, broke tradition, and saved her people as well. It's the story of Esther. And here is a great example of how every story points to the story, right? The story of the Bible, the story of the gospel. There's so many similarities between Mulan and Esther. Esther risks her life to save her people. She also puts her life on the line for her family. At one point, her uncle Mordecai, who raised her, is targeted unlawfully and to be executed. And she uses her position as queen to intervene and save him. Not only that, but her husband, the king, is duped into signing a decree that would wipe out her people, the Jews. And in order to intercede for them, she must break tradition. She must go to the king, uninvited, and ask for his help. If she is accepted, he will hear her request. If she is not accepted, though, she could be killed for breaking this tradition and coming to him uninvited. But she takes that risk anyway for the salvation of her people. When I thought about these stories, these two stories, the story of Mulan and the story of Esther, I couldn't help but think about the risk that these ladies took to do something that changed not just their life, not just the life of their family, but changed their culture. And I feel like if we're honest with ourselves, most of us are very risk averse today. In fact, we try to organize most things in our lives, me personally, I do this too, to avoid risk, right? We do risk analysis when it comes to our money and when it comes to all sorts of things in our life to prevent loss. I love a sure thing as much as the next person and don't like stepping out unless I have a high degree of certainty about the outcome. And I'm definitely not advocating that we live life recklessly, but the question is, without risk, what can we actually accomplish? Does real change happen in a culture and among a people and even among a family without risk? Unless we put ourselves out there, how will we actually see lasting change in our world? Think about the major players of world history. Just a couple that come to mind are Martin Luther King Jr., who lost his life for civil rights, Abraham Lincoln, who lost his life for the freedom of slaves, and that, let's not overlook the obvious, our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who didn't risk his life, right? Didn't merely risk his life, but gave his life for the salvation of his people. I think if we're honest with ourselves, we think, all right, I'm okay with avoiding risk because good enough is good enough. Yes, we want to be used by God, but we're content with whatever we can get at the lowest amount of risk possible. We want God to use us, but we're content to be used only to the degree that the cost is low. And if or when the cost is too high, it's easy just to simply take a step back and settle for what we can get, right? But what if God is calling us to more? What if God is calling us to step out of our comfort zone? What if He's calling us beyond the status quo, beyond the traditional life, into something altogether different? Would we be willing, like Mulan, like Esther, ultimately like Jesus, to not just risk our life, but to lay down our lives so that the world would be forever changed? What if the degree of change that we can bring to the world is proportional to the amount of risk that we're willing to take? You know, I started thinking about this story and started thinking about our own church. I couldn't help but think about Paul and Maddie Pretty, who are stepping out to plant a LifePoint campus in the community of Marion. Recently, they told a story about a couple who asked them, you live in Delaware. Yeah, we do. Why are you moving to Marion? Why are you stepping out to come here? Why are you leaving a community like Delaware to move to Marion. Not that Marion's bad, but in this couple's mind, they were comparing the two and saying, just stay in Delaware. And Paul and Maddie have said, we are going to live in Marion because God is calling us to go there. We're willing to step out, to leave maybe the comfort of what we know and where we live and people we've come to love, to take a risk to see a community changed with the gospel. And today, maybe God would want us to ask, what risk is he calling us to take? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you'll come back tomorrow for more episodes. Lord, help us not to be reckless with our one and only life, but also help us not to avoid risk either. Show us the balance of when it's time for us to step out and follow in the footsteps of so many that have come before us, including your Son, who gave his life for us. Help us to be willing to lay down our lives as well, we pray, in his name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to help you to know where he is leading you out of your comfort zone?